topic was suggested by Rabbi Avi Kula. Rabbi Kula is an 8th grade Rebbe in St. Louis. He and his class have been following these series. So they suggested we talk about tashlumim. When a person misses a tefillah, when and when they should or should not make up the tefillah and how that works exactly. Unfortunately, the past 6 weeks or so, this has been a very common occurrence, people missing a tefillah for one of many reasons. It could be they were sick with the virus or some other sickness. It could be they were a doctor who were working crazy shifts and they missed a tefillah that way. It could be, unfortunately, I was told today that many people are out, or not out, but drinking a lot and dealing with the misery in ways that they shouldn't be dealing with it. They could have been drunk. It could have been they're simply lazy. They just were lazy and nothing to do and the time passed. Or that there's no shul to go to and there's no set reminders. We have no routine. So one of many reasons it's very possible that people have in fact missed a tefillah. So what are the halachas of missing it and making up these tefillahs, the din of tashlum? So the one clear halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kufches. Simen Kufches Or HaChaim talks about all the halachas of tashlumim, and it's very straightforward. The Mechaber writes that if a person hazed v'lo his palel tefillas achas, if a person willingly doesn't daven, ein lo tashlumim, there is no making up. You do it purposely, you say, now shachris, I don't want to daven, that's amazing. You certainly do not have a chance to make up two minchas. But what about everything else that's not mazid? So let's go through various circumstances. What qualifies as warranting an opportunity to make up a missed tefillah? So the Mechaber, right at the beginning of the simon, says, Ta onenes, you are mistaken, or you are nenes something against your will. Below his palo shachris, you didn't daven shachris, or any other tefillah. Mispalo mincha shtaim, you can make it up with two minchas. What's ones? So the Mishabur brings two examples of onus. One is Kagon Shayachola. He was ill. He had COVID-19 or something else that he couldn't daven. He was in bed. Or Shikr. He was drunk. These are two opportunities. These are two examples of one who is onus. What I don't want to discuss, the Mishabur alludes to an individual who's an onain. Who's an onain for a relative. And there's no mitzvahs when a person's an onain. Should he or should he not make up that missed tefillah? That's something for a different topic. Or a person who's osik b'tzarchei tzibur. A person's involved in community affairs and he misses tefillah because what he's involved in is of the utmost importance. He too is another discussion, not for now. We're talking about individuals who lost, they're at home and they forgot the daven. He was drunk, he was sick, he missed it. They deserve an opportunity of tashlumim. What about a person, Shulchan Aruch talks about later on in Simen, in the same Simen rather, in Sif Ches, he says, I got plenty of time. It's 1:30. I don't need to daven mincha gdola. I got until 7:30 to daven. So I'll do it later. And he's involved in whatever he's involved in. He's playing video games. He's watching videos. Or he's even doing work. And ben kach, over lo shah. He misses the opportunity. He didn't willingly miss it. He said, I got plenty more time to catch up. It happens all the time, I'm sure, in the office. People are busy. You missed the 1:45 minute. You said, you know what? I'll catch the 2:45. I'll catch the 3:45. Well, I'll dive in later when I've got time. Next thing you know, the sun sets. You missed it. All these examples are, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have a chance that's called anus, and you have a chance of tashlumim. What a person just sitting around doing nothing. He's just lazy. He's staring at the wall all day long. He's not osik in money. He's not osik in parnasa. He's not osik in learning. He just sits around doing nothing, twiddling his thumbs. So that too is a discussion, but we paskin, like the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, that one who's just lazy and misses it, he too is called nenas, and he does have the opportunity to do tashlumim as well. What about sleeping? So the Makor Chaim of the Chavis Yair says one who sleeps and misses it because of that, which could be very relevant. A person sleeps in late, he misses Shacharis, wakes up at 12:30. Certainly for, my girls are almost like sleeping until 12:30 till they start classes. So if a person misses davening because they slept, whether it be Shacharis, Mincha, or Marv, that too does warrant an opportunity for Tashlumim. I should mention, women also could daven tashlumim. If they miss a tefillah, they could daven tashlumim. It gets a little tricky though, if they're only davening shachris normally, and they want to make up shachris and mincha, how that works. I don't want to speak about that, but in general, women do have the opportunity to make up a missed tefillah. So that pretty much covers everyone, unless you were bemazed and missed a tefillah, you do have the opportunity for davening two tefillah is the next one. So let's talk about the details of how do you make up the tashlumim. So the din is, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the same siman. It's all here in siman kuf ches. In Siv Gimel, the halacha is, hodim mashlim hatfila shehifsid, that which you, no, sorry, I want to do Sif Dalad first. Ein tashlumim ela latfila hasmucha bevad. You could only make up the davening of the very next one. So let's say a guy didn't daven shachris or didn't daven mincha, and now he's davening mariv. You can only daven two marivs to make up the mincha, but you already lost the shachris. Two steps away is too far. It's only the very next shmoreseh you can make up the previous one. But you can't make up if you missed the two before, and it's only the very next one that it works for. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, what about shachris and musaf? How does that work? If you miss shachris, let's say, and now it's time for musaf, musaf cannot be used as a tashlumin for shachris. What you do on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, if you miss shachris, is you daven musaf, and then you could daven two minchas. But musaf cannot function as a tashlumin for a missed shachris. But either way, it's clear that only the next Shemoneh Esrei works, but not the one afterwards, will not work to serve as a tashlumin. So that's now how you figure out. You miss shachris, you daven two minchas. You miss mincha, you daven two marivs, and if you miss mariv, you daven two shachris. So how does that work exactly practically? So now you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you finish shachris. How does it work to now transition to your tashlumin? So the din is, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that person misses it, he daven, let's say he missed mariv, is the first case. You miss mariv, so you daven Shema, you say Shemoneh Esrei, and then you say Ashrei, and then after Ashrei, you daven your tashlumim of the mariv that you missed. And the Rama writes, so too when you daven mariv for a missed mincha, you also have to say Ashrei before him. You always have to precede the Shemoneh Esrei with an Ashrei of some sort, because there's a din, you have to have a Dvar Lacha, or Divrei Tanchumim, that leads into a Shemoneh Esrei. So you always have Ashrei after the Shemoneh Esrei. So again, for Shemoneh Esrei, it would be for Shachris, you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you would say Tachanun, and then you'd say Ashrei, and lead into the Tashlumim. For Mincha time, you daven Mincha, and then you say Ashrei again, and daven a second Shemoneh Esrei. Now, if you are in a minyan, which is not the case now, obviously, but if you are in a minyan, you should wait for Chazaras HaShatz to complete, and then say your Ashrei, and then repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Now, there is a, that now the Ashrei is ideal. The person, for whatever reason, doesn't want to say Ashrei, he's in a rush, he's got a meeting, so then it's sufficient to just pause for just a few seconds. You should wait the amount of time it takes to walk Dal Amos, which is just a few seconds, and then you could repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, but ideally Ashrei, if not that, just wait a few seconds. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down, from in the name of the Mekubalim, that we don't say Ashrei and Maariv. There's a Gemara that says in Brachos that the one who says Ashrei twice a day, he's zochet to, really three times a day rather, he's zochet to Olam Haba, big things for such a person. So we say Ashrei three times a day. Once in Pesukei Dezimra, once Aval Tzion, and then once for Mincha. But we don't say that Mariv according to the Kabbalah. So he brings this down, and he says, even though when I'm making up Mincha at nighttime, it's a Mincha Tefillah I'm making up. I'm davening two Marivs. He still says that one should not say Ashrei at Mariv, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Gamkei Nesh L'Hachmer Bazeh, we should be stringent for the Kabbalah. As part of a general discussion, the Mishnah Berurah talks about elsewhere, when you have a stira between Kabbalah and Nigla, so the Nigla usually works. But if the Kabbalah wins, but if Kabbalah is not against anything in Nigla, there's no Nigla that talks about this, it's just the Indian Kabbalah, so we should embrace the din of Kabbalah. And therefore, he writes that one should not say Ashrei at Marv when repeating two Shemoneh Esreis as Tashlumim for Mincha. So the way it should work is, after you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you should wait a few seconds and then do your Tashlumim as well. Now, it's very important that the order. The first Shemoneh Esrei that you say is for your current Chiv, for the Marv, and the second one is the makeup, is the Tashlumim for the previous one that you had missed. If you did it out of order, it doesn't work. You have to repeat again the Shemoneh Esrei. Meaning, if I thought that my first Shemoneh Esrei was my Tashlumim, and my second one was the current Chiv, the first one you said doesn't work. You have to repeat another one after the Shemoneh Esrei. One last point, there are a lot of other details here. One last point is that although ideally you should be davening the Tashlumim right after you're davening the Shemoneh Esrei of the current Chiv, meaning Shachris, Ashrei, Mincha, right into each other, the Mishnah Berurah says if a person can't do that, or if he didn't do that, then you can still daven Shemoneh Esrei later in that day. Meaning, let's say I daven Shachris at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't do my Tashlumim for my Mariv, and I remembered at 11 o'clock in the morning, I could still make my Mariv up at 11 o'clock, even though it's not attached to my chakras. Ideally, it should be attached to the chakras, but it's not ma'akev. If it wasn't, I could still make it up as long as I'm still within the zman of tefillas chakras. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow night, I think I want to discuss the halachas of kiddush on Shabbos, what you could use for kiddush, and maybe what could be used for mizonos. And then I have a few other ideas up. Let me know others you have. I've got a couple of my own. One I want to speak about maybe even either this year or maybe on a Sun this year about life insurance. Unfortunately, this is a great need. People are looking, families unfortunately, are looking for a lot of money for family members who have passed away. So that's an important topic I do want to address either in this 10-minute halacha or perhaps on Sunday. Everyone should have a wonderful evening.